From Clochar Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello and good afternoon. Peter McIntyre with you once again for the next 15 minutes to share the Gospel with you through song and through the precious Word of the Lord. I would like to express a sincere word of appreciation to all our listeners who regularly tune into these programs. If you have any spiritual queries, if you have any questions regarding anything at all that you hear on these programs, I would be delighted to have the opportunity of responding. Please feel free to contact me on the telephone number or the address given at the end of the program, and I would be thrilled to communicate with you. In a few moments, we'll be turning once again to the Psalm 1. First, here's Paul Irvin singing a piece entitled, But for the Blood.
I have no one to blame. How I long to hide my face. I was so ashamed of all the wrongs I'd done. And I knew I'd have to pay. Well, I was bound to face pale flames. I'd be there today, my friends, but for the blood. But for the blood shed on the Calvary's tree. But for the blood, there'd be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness, filthy rags, and that's all I'll ever be. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free. Though the devil lets me know I'm so undeserving, I'm unworthy of God's love. And oh yes, I know it's true, but here I am with the chosen few. I'll stand today, I'm saved just by the blood. But for the blood shed on Calvary's tree, but for the blood there'd be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness is filthy rags, and that's all I'll ever be. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free. But for the blood shed on Calvary's tree. But for the blood there'd be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness is filthy rags, and that's all I'll ever be. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free.
We'll turn once again in the Word of God to the Psalm number 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts. Today we will turn our attention to the words of the verse 3, which reads, And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. 3 weeks ago I began a series of studies into this psalm. The title of these messages is The Happy Man. The reason for this title is that the psalm concerns an individual who is known as the blessed man. The word blessed means to be happy. We learn from this psalm why this man is happy, how he is happy, and what his happiness brings to him in life. I am sure there is no listener who does not want to be happy. This is something we all aspire to and seek after. But how can we enjoy happiness? The answer to this widely sought after question is found in this psalm. In the verse 1 we considered the character of the happy man. And last week we thought about the craving of the happy man. The chief interest is in the word of God, which is the source of his happiness. If you are to enjoy life to its full, I would urge you to make room in your life for the word of God. Today I want to talk to you about the conquest of the happy man, as we discover it in the third verse. In relation to his conquest, I want to show you firstly his surrender. Here is a man who lives a victorious life because he first of all surrendered himself. We are told here that he is like a tree planted. A tree is something which remains still in the same place. In that one place, the tree reaches its roots deep down into the earth where it can gather moisture. The happy man lives a victorious life because he surrenders himself to the will of God. Instead of seeking pleasure in this life, he stands still and plants himself where he can spend much time in communion with the Lord. Taking time to pray is a discipline which every Christian should practice. Last week I emphasized the importance of regularly reading the Bible. The practice of regular prayer is just as important. The real evidence of our surrender to the Lord is the time we spend in prayer. Have you prayed today, dear believer? Do you have time in your life to talk to the Lord? The person who prays much acknowledges most his need of the Lord. If you are not a Christian, then you need to begin praying by seeking God for his salvation. The first act of an unbeliever is prayer, because it is by prayer that we beg God for mercy and forgiveness. Secondly, could you please consider the source of the happy man's conquest? The tree he is compared to is not an ordinary tree. It is in a special place, by rivers of water. One of the beautiful sights of Fermanagh are the lakes lined with trees and lush shrubs, which also adorn the many islands which stud the waterways. It is, of course, the waters of Lough Erne which supply the trees with the sustenance required. In the Word of God, the Holy Spirit is often likened to water. For example, in Titus 3 and 5 we read, Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. As water washes the body, so the Holy Spirit washes the soul, making the sinner a brand new person. If we are to be happy, we must experience the cleansing of the Holy Spirit. Paul referred to the washing of regeneration. When we were born, we entered an earthly generation. When we are saved, we become regenerated. We are born again. We become the possessors of a new life. Happiness begins when the Spirit changes us from the inside. We can change ourselves externally. We can make ourselves look different. We can alter our habits. But we cannot transform the inner man. Only the Holy Spirit can do this. Thirdly, I wish to talk to you about the happy man's satisfaction. Our text tells us that the man he is describing is like a tree whose leaf never fades and which brings forth fruit regularly. In other words, to be a Christian is to live a life which always and forever appears beautiful and resplendent. Then the psalmist, as if to emphasize the point, goes on to say about this happy man, "And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Here is a person whose life is so satisfying that he is always a success. At this stage, I wish to offer a word of caution. Please listen carefully. Society measures success by our annual income, by the car we drive, by the career we have, and by the home we live in. Biblical definitions of prosperity are somewhat different. One of the best examples is Joseph. It is true he died a very prosperous man materially as Prime Minister of Egypt. Yet he was prosperous long before he entered the palace of Pharaoh. His brothers sold him as a slave to Egypt out of spiteful and bitter and unforgiving hearts. Yet he was successful because the Lord was with him. In the house of his master Potiphar, he was accused of a crime he did not commit and was imprisoned. But even in the jail, he prospered because the Lord was with him. You see, even when life dealt bitter blows, Joseph prospered, and it was God's presence and love which made him triumphant. It is possible to be content in the midst of sorrow, to be at peace with suffering pain, and to be calm amid disappointment. Because with Christ in the vessel, we can smile at the storm. The true measure of prosperity is the presence of the Saviour, who brings a beautiful rainbow to light across the valley of tears. Only those who surrender themselves to God and pray for mercy, and who subsequently experience the converting of the Spirit, will experience the satisfaction of knowing life's greatest conquest. Dear listener, say farewell to the emptiness of a life without Jesus. Embrace the power of the gospel, and then you will know the prosperity of the Lord's presence. Then you will experience the calmness brought about by those beautiful words, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Will you not come to this Saviour whose word never fails and find an anchor that will keep you in life and preserve you for the great eternity? Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Welland Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Welland Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clogher Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.